This is The Guardian.
I'm Noor Haidar, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story.
We have the right to demonstrate!
In a video posted to social media last year, a crowd of protesters gather in Melbourne. And as Victoria police begin to move them on, several demonstrators appear to try and stand their ground, holding black umbrellas, trying to shield themselves from officers who are spraying them with pepper spray.
Shine!
And then Quartz reporter Nino Bucci says police launch something into the crowd.
Then all of a sudden it just went off, bang. Really loud, sharp sound.
What the fuck? Comrades, let's march!
It's a stinger grenade, and it's releasing rubber pellets into the air.
Super bright. The footage of it is quite incredible, really, because it transforms a fairly normal inner-city protest into something that kind of looks a little like a war zone.
This weapon is just one of a suite of so-called less lethal options available to police. And investigations reporter Ariel Bogle says they've been embraced for use at protests in recent years.
When we started looking into this topic, it really was in this context overall of the growing crackdown on protest here in Australia. There have been dozens of laws passed in all states and territories that restrict the right to protest in various ways. And according to lawyers and advocates I spoke to about this issue, they argued this environment, this hostility to protest generally in public and in some sections of the media too, is creating what they called a permissive environment for use of force by police against protesters.
Today, how police use less lethal weapons and their links to injuries and deaths. It's Tuesday, the 17th of March.